among the worst films of the year.
Worse, it reeks of intellectualized noirishness.
It stinks. It stinks.
Captain Marvel is a film about retcons, sequences, and expectations. It is also made of retcons, sequences, and expectations. It can be, and do both. It's a film about how Marvel reworked their content properties for the sprawling cinematic universe, a demonstration by the performers to the fandom and audience just before the season's grand finale of how the trapdoor, backdrops, and Deus Ex Machina work, while also serving as the vehicle for the introduction of their own Deus Ex Machina. Captain Marvel is a formulaic film for a very specific and important purpose: to explain the use and need for formulaic films, and why these formulas not only persist on screen, but in all storytelling. It follows the exact same story structure as Iron Man, Doctor Strange, Winter Soldier, and more, expressly to prove to the audience that their success comes from that very formulaic storytelling that so many deride, because of the potentially endless variations it is capable of. It is also a guideline to the rest of the industry, who do and do not seem to have a clue what they're doing about how to properly build these things sustainably. The Marvel Origin story format, which are a double feature of personal stakes and larger scope stakes with later consequences, a double reveal to the hero about the truth of the world around them, and a series of double consequences that change the basic fundamental identity of the character, allow the studio to make one-shot introductions that by their nature serve as both the introduction film and their natural sequels, creating a forward momentum and default world richness that best serves as a bedrock for interconnected films with varying tones, storylines, and characters. To maintain this pace, all Marvel films contain two complete A-plots, interwoven, that organically generate more storytelling opportunities for continuity, drawing the overall Marvel network closer and making it a more effective and efficient storytelling engine, much like John Hickman's Avengers machine. Almost as if showing off before the final play, and with Endgame coming out on the heels of the film just a month and a half later, Captain Marvel presents a masterful display of the format by pulling off a difficult prequel as the second-to-last volume of the MCU omnibus. Prequels by their nature are difficult. When people become attached to a story, they create expectations, and managing expectations in storytelling can be mercurial to say the least. Play with expectation just right, and the audience will love you forever. Make a misstep, and while the film may succeed, your creative legacy will become an oft-repeated and then stale joke.
That's why we say George Lucas raped our childhood, George Lucas raped our childhood.
They present a tremendous opportunity to correct issues present in the series via retcons, but creators have to be very careful how they use them. Often retcons are used to remove a conflict, and while this can be important, it is often seen as the only use. However, the most successful retcons only do so when it introduces a new element rather than removes one, while also dancing on a fine line that allows some interpretation of what those expectations are. Captain Marvel manages to do this very well, and again in twos, with a presentation to expectation contrast of Nick Fury and the Skrulls. Without getting into details, as the film has only been out a few days, both pleasantly defy expectation, while gaining direction and momentum that can place them correctly in their respective timeline positions without upsetting the overall story structure. It also manages to present a stealth explanation for Thanos and the political history of the galaxy leading up to the snapping. Thanos is the kind of at-large warlord civilizational neighborhoods only get when a great power around which the region's stability was maintained falls. If the Kree Empire is broken off stage, that could provide opportunity for someone like Thanos, and an explanation for how a spacefaring population went extinct if they had been part of the Empire's trade system that fell. That's all speculation, of course, and may be undone in a month by Endgame. But if that is the unspoken history layered into the narrative as just natural consequence, then that is a feat worthy of praise. It would also be in line with Carol's history in the comics, as her self-assured nature and cosmic-level powers mean she has a tendency to leave an unexpected and unintended wake of negative consequences, such as setting off Civil War II, having her decision to oppose the Kree possibly result in the rise of Thanos would be a potential character growth opportunity for the studio to pursue. And if it's not, well then, yay headcanon. Captain Marvel also manages fan expectations with a very steady hand. While the recent Star Wars prequel, Solo, was heavily jarring with its references, callbacks, and unnecessary explanations, Captain Marvel dishes them out in reasonable lots that only serve to forward the story. Yes, even the cat. And again, it seems like a demonstration on how to do this properly for anyone else in the office who is watching. Character reveals make sense and serve the plot. They're not just fan service. What is the point of the plot in the overall MCU structure? To introduce the Deus Ex Machina, who, seemingly, will end the major conflict of the entire cinematic universe. Who, in a clever retcon, is a literal god out of a machine. That serves as a bridge connecting the beginning of the grand story to the end. Because thanks to the effectiveness of the Marvel formula, even an effect of the stage, the Deus Ex Machina, can have an engaging, entertaining, and inspiring story. There are a lot of reasons to enjoy this film and to support it, totally unrelated to the details I brought up. Plus, it's another great step for positive representation of women in film, and you should go see it now. Right now. Off you go. Go see it. Go see it right now. Also, shout out to the greatest Ben Mendelsohn performance ever. Seriously, by the time you realize what he's doing, he's already stolen the show.
Sherman, I just realized you insulted me. Now you will die.
Hey, Nutnik, your shoe's untied.
From here they appear to be tied, but I will go in for a closer look.
Taxi! To the airport!
On closer inspection, these are loafers.